各位主内的长子、同龄弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
今天早上跟大家一起学习的题目是“风闻有礼，亲眼见礼”。
The topic that I would like to share with you today is, I have heard of you, but now my eyes see you.
过去一个礼拜，我们成人神学班都在学习约伯记。
This past week, the NATS has been studying the Book of Job.
约伯记可以说是圣经里面其中一卷最难完全了解的。
And you can say that it is a book in the Bible that is the most difficult to comprehend.
因为是探讨为什么人要受苦。
Because it is trying to understand why exactly does mankind have to suffer.
为什么那一个义人，那么完全的人需要受那么大的苦难？
And why would such a righteous and perfect person have to endure such a great affliction?
不单指约伯本身想要得到这个答案。
And not only does Job want to know this answer,
连我们每一个人都想知道。
Every one of us wants to know this answer.
所以整个过程当中，约伯一直讲了很多话。
So throughout the entire book, Job said many things.
他想要问神。
He wanted to ask God.
为什么？
Why?
经过一段很长的时间，神不理他，也没有回应他。
And for a long time, God didn't respond to him.
最后神出声音，讲出话来了。
But at the very end, God spoke.
那当神讲完话之后。
And after God spoke,
其实神也没有直接回答他为什么你要受苦。
God didn't really answer exactly why Job had to suffer.
神只是指示一些大自然的现象给他看。
But he rather pointed out to the many phenomena.
给他更多的问题。
And gave him more questions.
意思就是说，如果你大自然的物质界的东西你都不了解。
And he asked him, if you cannot even understand these phenomena,
你怎么来可以来跟我辩论呢？
How can you come to debate with me?
怎么能跟全能的神来挑战他的主权呢？
How can you contend with the Almighty God regarding his?
那约伯怎么回应呢？
And so how did Job respond?
我们看约伯记的42章。
Let's look at Job chapter 42.
他就讲出一句约伯记里面最出名的话。
He said something that was the most famous in the book of Job.
42章的第五节。
Chapter 42 verse 5.
42章的第五节。
42 verse 5.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
这句话是最宝贵的。
This is the most precious.
约伯自己个人的结论。
Because this was Job's personal conclusion.
他以前呢是风闻有神。
In the past, he had heard of God.
听见有神。
He had heard of him.
现在呢是亲眼看到神。
But now he has seen him with his naked eye.
约伯并没有得到他为什么要受苦难的答案。
He did not receive the answer of why exactly he had to suffer.
但是约伯知道受苦的效果。
But he knew, he understood the result of his suffering.
以前呢是听说有神而已，是一种理论上的知道。
Before he only knew him theoretically through hearing.
现在呢是亲眼体验神，亲眼看见神。
But now he has personally seen God.
所以看来这个就是神要每一个人所认识的。
And this is a God that wants everyone to know Him.
信仰本身是一个一辈子的过程。
Faith is a lifelong journey.
我们先从没有神或者不认识神到认识有神。
We start not knowing God, and slowly we come to learn about Him.
但是相信有神还不够的。
But knowing about Him is not enough.
我们要越来越追求认识他。
We have to pursue knowing Him.
到了最后体验他。
In the end, we have to experience Him.
就像约伯最后所讲的话。
And so this is exactly what he said at the end.
那在约伯记里面呢，我们可以看到约伯的成长，他对神的认识有什么的改变。
And we can also see the growth of Job as a character throughout the Bible, throughout the chapters.
从最开始的第一点。
From the very beginning.
约伯所认知的神是一个享赐福气的神。
The God he knew was a God that gave doled out many blessings.
我们看约伯记的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章的第一节告诉我们，约伯是一个敬畏神、完全正直的人。
We knew that he was a blameless and upright man.
那第二节告诉我们，约伯生了七个儿子、三个女儿。
And verse 2 tells us that he had seven sons and three daughters.
有很多很多的牛羊、骆驼，还有仆人。
He had many, many livestock and servants.
这个人在东方中就成为至大。
And this man was the greatest man of all the people of the East.
所以约伯他敬畏神。
So Job revered God.
神也祝福他，让他所做的一切都很顺利。
And God also blessed him so that all he did was prosperous.
他有很多很多的财产。
He had many possessions.
也有一个完美的家庭。
And he had a perfect family.
所以从约伯一开始对神的认识很简单。
So the understanding that Job had of God at the beginning was very simple.
神就是一个赏赐我一切东西的神。
God is a God that gives me everything.
From
From nothing he has given me.
所以我常常感谢他。
So I often thank him.
我敬拜他。
And I praise him.
这个就是我们对神起初的了解。
And so this is often the beginning of our understanding of God.
我们常常听弟兄姐妹的见证，你就可以听到为什么这个人要信主。
And sometimes when we hear testimonies that people give, we understand why they come to believe.
很多时候上一代我们的长辈来信主都是因为身体患病，看医生也得不到医治。
Many of our previous generations came to believe because they could not receive healing from their doctors.
听说真耶稣教会有神。
And they heard that there is a God at True Jesus Church.
别的地方医病医不好，来祷告，祷告病就病好了，病就医好了。
At other places, they could not find this healing, but they came here, prayed, and they received healing.
或者以前很穷，来祷告，耶稣祝福他，工作找到了。
Or perhaps they used to be very poor, but after they prayed to God here, they received work and money.
现在有工作，有房子，有车子，生活都很安定。
Now that they have a career and a home, they have a very stable life.
读书的也是很顺利。
And they have proceeded very well with their studies.
你会发觉大部分的见证都是在讲这些。
And so you'll find that many testimonies talk just like this.
这个本来就是神的恩典。
And this was, yes, this is God's grace.
我们看《使徒行传》的十四章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 14.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
使徒行传十四章的第十七节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 17.
然而为自己未尝不显去证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足。满心喜乐。
Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness.
这个就是神让人了解他最容易的方法。
This is how the most easy way for God to let us know who he is.
让人敬拜他最初的原因。
The very rough and raw reason why we would come.
因为人有需要，人觉得靠自己还不够。
Because we have needs and we cannot survive on our own.
人得不到自己想要的东西，所以就来靠神。
And when we cannot receive those things we want, we come to God.
神给你了，你就很感谢。
And when God gives them to you, you are very grateful.
所以对信仰的初级的时候，我们都会认识的神就是享受福气的神。
So in the initial stages of our faith, our understanding is that God is one that gives blessings.
这个是很自然的，我们每一个人都是这样过来的。
It's a very natural reaction. Many of us came here because of this.
我们在座每一个人都很多的见证。
And many of us have many testimonies.
都是因为神的恩典。
All because of God's grace.
但是你对神的认识是不是只是神是施恩典的神呢？
But is your understanding of God limited at Him being one that just gives blessings?
但至少如果你还认识这个是神给你的，那还不错。
If you can know and understand that this was given to you by God, then it's already good.
有一些人呢，得到神的祝福，还不知道是神的祝福。
But some people receive God's blessings and do not even know from where they came.
很多时候，很需要神的时候，常常亲近主。
And they only come to God when they really need Him.
好了，神祝福他了。
And yes, God blesses him.
哇，工作很忙啊。
And then he becomes busy.
就没有空来教会。
And then after a while, because he's busy, he doesn't come to
church. 你问他说为什么不来啊？以前不是神那么祝福你吗？
How come you're not coming anymore? Weren't you very blessed by God?
他说我很想来，但是我没有时间了。
And he'll respond, Yes, I really want to come, but I don't have time.
得到神的祝福了，反而忘记这个祝福从哪里来的。
So after receiving the blessing, you've already forgotten where the blessing came from.
得了神的祝福之后，看神的祝福比神还更重要。
So after seeing the blessing, you have placed greater importance on the blessing than God.
忘记感恩了。
And you have forgotten gratitude.
如果你送一个礼物给别人，
If you give somebody a gift,
别人谢谢你，
and somebody thanks you,
但是他喜欢你的礼物多过喜欢你。
But that person likes the gift more than they like you.
你跟他打电话，他不接，他说我在用你的礼物。
And you call them, and they say, oh, and they don't pick up because they say, oh, I'm too busy with your present.
你去看他，他没有空，他说我在享用你的礼物。
And you try to see them, but they say, oh, I don't have time for you because I'm busy playing with your present.
你会有什么感受？
How will you feel?
你说这个人怎么那么忘记恩典？
You'll think, how can this person be so forgetful?
我们就是每天在做这种事情。
We are doing this every day.
我们看我们的事业比神重要。
We place more importance on our careers than our.
我们的学业比神重要。
And we place more importance on our studies.
我们的儿女比神还重要。
And our children are more important.
我们的享受比神还重要。
And our pleasures are more important.
但是当我们很需要神的时候，又来找神了。
But when we really need God, then we come back to Him.
所以人一开始都是常常觉得神是享受的神。
And so many of our initial stages of faith are knowing that God is one that gives blessings.
这样认识是不够的。
But this understanding is not enough.
神不单只是一个享受的神。
God is not just a person who gives blessings.
从神那边，我们还可以领受更多。
From Him, we can receive even more.
不单只是只有领受物质的丰富而已。
Not just the physical blessings.
但是约伯一开始对神的认识就是很简单。
But the initial understanding of God that Job had was very simple.
但是第二个认识就不简单了。
But the second understanding was difficult.
我们看约伯记的第一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 1.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
一章的二十节。
Job chapter 1, verse 20.
约伯便起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜。
Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
受我赐生出于母胎，也必赐生的归回。掌事的是主，收回的也是主。主的名是应当称颂的。
And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
约伯遇到他人生最大的考验。
Job faced the greatest trial of his life.
原因不是他犯了罪。
And the reason was not because he had sinned.
而是在属灵的世界里面有神更高的旨意。
But rather because in the spiritual dimension there was a greater will for him by God.
表面上是魔鬼的攻击。
And actually, it was the attack by Satan.
但是神的容许这个事情的发生。
But God allowed it.
有神更高的美意。
Because there was a greater purpose.
所以他在很短时间之内就失去了他的一切。
And so, in a very short time, he lost everything.
包括他的财产。
Including his possessions.
他的儿女。
His children.
甚至最后他的健康。
And eventually his health.
但是约伯没有因为这样就离弃神。
But he did not leave God because of this.
反而他俯伏在地向神下拜。
Rather, he fell to the ground and worshipped.
他说我赤身的出于母胎，也有一天要赤身的归回。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there.
接下来他讲了一句很重要的话。
Actually, he said a very important thing.
他对神的认识又深了一点了。
Because he went into a deeper understanding of
God. 他说享受的是主。
The Lord gave.
收回的也是主。
And the Lord has taken away.
这句话能够讲出来，能够了解，能够接受，非常不容易。
To say this and to really understand and accept it is not easy.
我们常常只能够接受享受的是主。
We often can accept that the Lord gives.
主，你可以赐给我。
You can give me.
但是你不可以收回。
But you cannot take it away.
如果你赐给我，你就是很好的主。
If you give it to me, then I think you are a good God.
如果你收回，你就是不好的。
If you take it away, then you are bad.
因为人的信心就是这样子。
And so our faith is often like this.
我们只想那边从神领受好的。
We only want to receive good things.
但是我们忘记，我们所拥有的一切都不是我们的。
But we have forgotten that all that we have is not ours.
你想想看，你现在有的东西有什么是你的？
Think to yourself, what do you have now that is yours?
你可能说什么都是我的。
You might say everything is mine.
但是你想想看，如果不是神给你，你有这些东西吗？
But think, if God did not give it to you, would you have it now?
你说钱是我的。
You might say money is mine.
神不给你赚钱的机会，你能够赚钱吗？
But if God did not give you the opportunity to make this money, would it be yours?
神不给你健康，你能够赚钱吗？
If God did not give you health, would you be healthy?
这个家庭是我的，儿女是我的。
You might say this family and these children are mine.
神不让你认识你的配偶，不让你生孩子，你有这个家庭吗？
But if God did not let you meet your wife, would you have this family?
你的工作是你找的。
And you might say, this work I found myself.
如果不是神给你机会，你会被拼吗？
But if God did not give you the opportunity, would you be able to do it?
你可能说我的时间是我的。
You might say, my time is mine.
如果神不给你活着，你有一秒钟吗？
But if God did not give you life, would you even have a second?
你说生命是我的，我要自己规划。
And you might say, my life is mine, I want to plan it myself.
如果神今天就是要你的灵魂了，你还有什么可以规划呢？
But if God today demands your life, then do you have anything you can say?
所以神可以给你，有一天他也会收回。
And so the Lord can give you, but one day he can also take it away.
至少当我们离开世界那一天，就通通都要收回。
And at the very least, the day when the world ends, he'll take everything.
有时候还那一天还没有到，他就要事先要收回。
And until then, he will also take away initially.
有时候给你是为了你好。
And sometimes he gives it to you for your benefit.
把那个东西收回，更是为你好。
But sometimes taking it away is even for a greater benefit.
这个就是神的主权。
And so this is his authority.
我看到很多父母啊，当那个 iPad 啊、iPhone 啊刚出来的时候啊，哦，都赶得很快，都是买一台啊，一台送给孩子玩。
Whenever the iPad, the latest iPad comes out, I often see that parents quickly buy it for their children.
哎呀，那玩得很高兴啊，学得很快啊。
And these children are very happy and they learn fast.
后来发觉不对劲了，这样玩下去哦，眼睛也坏了，书也不读了，饭也不吃了。人也是变成一个很封闭的人。
But slowly you come to realize that this was a bad thing because they stop studying, they don't eat, and they've become addicted.
所以有一些父母就狠下心来了，就说我要收回去。
And then the parent comes and says, "I'm going to take it away."
收回去的时候啊，孩子好像很有些很欢。
But when the parent tries to take it away, the child will fuss much.
有一些父母就狠下心来，我就要收回去，我不管你怎么样。
And sometimes the parent will say, "I don't care about your feelings."
父母有主权啊，就是我买给你的，我也可以收回啊。
And the parent has authority because I'm the one who bought it for you, and I can take it away.
尤其是孩子还小的时候啊，父母不要那么快把主权送出去。
Especially when the child is young, oftentimes the parent does not want to give away the authority so easily.
今天父母最大的错误。
And that is the greatest mistake a parent.
孩子很小的时候，你就把主权送出去了。
To give away authority, that authority.
小朋友，你要吃什么啊？要吃日本餐还是韩国餐啊？
Child, what do you want to eat? Do you want to eat Korean food or Japanese?
有的选的吗？小朋友不要给他选，你就吃，你有这个选择，吃跟不吃而已。
Or you can say you don't have a choice.
还问他要吃什么？没有那么好。
There's no such good thing as letting him choose.
小朋友，我拿回你的 iPad 好不好啊？
Can I take away your iPad?
啊，好不好？听妈妈的话哈，给我哈。
Just listen to me. Give it to me.
不要不要不要。
No.
没有主权是爸爸妈妈的。
The authority is in the hands of the.
这个东西是我的，我要收回去，收回去，你要哭是你的事。
The iPad is mine, and I'm going to take it away, and whether you cry or not, it's none of my business.
小的时候你要对付他。
And so when they're small, you have to teach them.
要把主权要抓得很紧。
You have to grasp hold of the authority.
青少年的时候你才放。
And only when they are in their teenage years.
神有主权啊，神可以给你啊，神可以收回去。
God has the authority; He can give and He can take it away.
经过试炼之后，约伯了解一切都是出于神的。
And so after all these trials, he realized that all was God.
神要给我们，我们要感谢。
When the Lord gives, we have to be thankful.
神有一天要收回去，我们也要接受。
And when the Lord takes away, we also have to accept it.
当神要收回的时候，就是我们面对试炼的时候。
When the Lord takes it away, that is when we face our trials.
这个时候呢，才看出你真正的信仰。
And that is the time where your true faith will be revealed.
我们看彼得前书的第一章。
Let's look at the book of 1 Peter.
彼得前书的对不起，雅各书雅各书。
James。
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter one。
第五节。
Verse five。
雅各书第一章第五节。
James chapter one verse five。
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主必赐给他。
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach.
那个这里雅各长老说，大家要求祷告，要求什么？
James says, when you pray, what can you pray for?
要求智慧。
You can pray for wisdom.
有什么智慧呢？
What kind of wisdom?
就是在第二节里面所说的试炼当中的智慧。
It is the kind of wisdom in verse 2, a wisdom that comes in trials.
平常生活很顺利，不需要很多属灵的智慧，都可以过得很好。
When your life is successful, you don't really need a wisdom to help you go through the trial.
但是你遇到试炼的时候，有些东西被神拿走的时候，或是被别人拿走的时候，你就有智慧了。
But when you face a trial and something has been taken away from you, you need that spiritual wisdom.
你可能很不能接受啊，为什么？
It'll be very hard for you to accept.
为什么我失去财产？
Why have I lost all my possessions?
失去工作？
Why have I lost my job?
失去我的健康？
Why have I lost my health?
神还爱我吗？
Does God still love me?
这个时候就是试炼来了。
And that is the time when the trial comes knocking.
这个时候你要向神求智慧。
And that's when you have to ask for wisdom from God.
让神让你理解为什么神要把它拿走。
To understand why He took it away from you.
第九节。
Verse nine.
卑微的弟兄升高，当然就甘喜乐。
Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation.
但是呢，富足的降卑也该如此。
But when the rich in his humiliation, it should also be the
same. 神祝福你，本来你很卑微的，但是让你升高，你当然感谢嘛。
When a lowly person is glorified, of course he'll be thankful.
但是神把你拿东西拿走了，让你又卑微了，你能不能感谢？
But when you are downgraded, then you should also be thankful.
能不能喜乐？
Can you be happy?
这个就是要智慧啊。
These all require wisdom.
有一个弟兄啊，他以前做生意。
There was a brother who did business.
他做得很好。
And he flourished.
赚很多钱。
He made a lot of money.
房子越来越大。
And his estate grew.
然后他也越来越忙。
And he became more and more busy.
虽然也有在教会帮忙一些圣工。
And he would still come to church and help out.
但是他的时间又确实越来越少。
But his time became less and less.
然后花在家里的时间也越来越少。
And the time he spent at home grew less and less.
自己的健康也越来越不好。
And his health also diminished.
越来越胖。
He became fatter.
那有一阵子呢，他身体出了一些问题。
And then one day, he had some health problems.
后来他的生意出了问题，他的 business bankrupt 了。
And then his business also faced bankruptcy.
从一个很成功的生意人变成什么都没有。
So he went from a very successful businessman to one who had nothing.
还欠很多债。
And he became a debtor.
哇，他的全家马上好像从天堂掉到地狱里面。
For his family, it was like going from heaven to hell.
连这个每个月的房租都缴不出来。
They could not even pay their monthly mortgage.
啊，生活很困苦。
And so their life was very pitiful. 但是
神还是很怜悯。
Was very toilsome, but God still had
pity. 透过弟兄姐妹的爱心，帮他走出来最艰苦的时候。
So through the help of brothers and sisters, God helped him walk through this most painful time.
经过几年呢，他就慢慢的把自己重新安顿好，找了一份安稳的工作，继续在上班。
And so after some years had passed, he had stabilized himself with a new job.
后来他就跟我分享。
And then he shared with me.
他说神的美意真的是好的。
He said that God's goodwill is really
good. 神把我最爱的东西拿走，就是我的事业。
He took away the most important thing to me, which was my business.
啊，虽然一开始我很不理解。
Although at first I really did not understand.
但是后来我发觉这个是神对我是好的。
But then later I realized that what he did was good for me.
如果继续这样下去。
But if I could, because if I continued this way,
第一，我的健康会越来越不好。
First, my health would have continued to deteriorate.
我太忙了。
Because I was too busy.
可能我很早就会死。
And I would probably have died early.
第二，我可能我的灵命也会死。
And secondly, my spiritual life would have ended.
因为我越来越成功，我越来越骄傲。
Because the more successful I was, the more proud I became.
第三，我家庭可能也会破裂。
And thirdly, my family would have been broken.
因为我越来越少时间花在我的家庭里面。
Because I would have had less time to spend with my family.
所以后来他这样想。
And so thinking about this,
赏赐的是神，收回的也是神。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
神把这个东西收回，让他得到更多。
He took it away so that I could have more.
他的健康。
I could have my health.
他的灵命。
I could have my spiritual life.
他的家庭。
And I could have my family.
所以到最后他一点埋怨都没有。
So at the end, he did not even have one complaint.
富足的降杯也该喜乐。
And so when the rich is humiliated, he should also.
所以我们要从对神的认识不单只是享受的是神。
He should also praise God. So when we understand God, we should not just understand Him as one who gives blessings.
我们也要了解收回的也是神。
We also have to understand that He is also one who takes.
如果神今天有收回一些东西，肯定他不会做错。
If today He takes something away from you, it is absolutely true that He has not done wrong.
我们要向神求智慧。
We have to ask for wisdom from God.
第三，约伯认识神是救赎的主。
Thirdly, Job understood that God was one who was a savior.
我们看约伯记的第十九章。
Let's look at Job chapter 19.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
约伯记十九章二十五节。
Job 19 verse 25.
约伯记十九章二十五节。
Job 19 verse 25.
十九章的二十五节。我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站在地上。
For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth.
我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God.
约伯被神的灵感动，讲出这番话。
When he was moved by the Spirit of God, he said these.
在他受苦的最艰难的时间里面。
In the most difficult time of his life.
最孤单的时候。
In his loneliest period.
身体最不好的时候。
When his health was the worst.
神的灵感动他。
The Spirit of God moved him.
知道他的盼望不在今世。
To understand that his hope was not in this world.
他的盼望不是他的病会好起来。
His hope was not that his health would be healed.
他的盼望是说有一个救赎主是活着的。
His hope was that there is a Savior who lives.
他在等待我。
And that he is waiting for me.
我这个身体有一天会过去。
One day my flesh will pass away.
但是呢，我在肉体之外要见神。
But in my flesh I shall see God.
这个就是永生的盼望。
This is the hope of eternal life.
灵魂的救恩。
The saving of the spiritual soul.
今天很多基督徒来教会去敬拜或者是信主原因都是为了今生的东西。
Many people come to church because they want something here today in the world.
尤其是现在基督教界所奉行的推广的是什么呢？
Especially today in many other denominations, what do they often emphasize?
叫做 prosperity gospel, 就是丰盛的人生，祝福的这个福音。
They emphasize this prosperity gospel.
就是你没有什么，你来祷告求神，神会赐给你。
If you don't have something, pray for it, and God will give it to you.
让你有美好的家庭。
You will have a beautiful family.
好的事业。
A great career.
健康的身体。
And a healthy body.
这个是信主的目的。
This is the purpose of believing in God.
这是外面的传教的人所讲的。
This is something that somebody outside of church will say.
因为这样传福音比较容易吸引大众。
And because they say this, they will attract many followers.
因为现在的人生活压力很大。
Because for today, there is a lot of pressure on different people.
需要神来帮助他们的物质生活。
They need God to help them with their material lives.
但是我们知道，我们的神不单只是给我们物质的东西。
But we know that God does not just give us material things.
说实在，物质的东西不需要信神，有一些人都过得很好。
Because you don't just need these to live a good life.
我们为什么信神？
Why do we believe in God?
我们要常常想起来。
We have to think about this question.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
第一章。
Verse 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
彼得前书一章三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的产业。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away.
这是彼得长老鼓励当时在受苦难当中的教会。
This is how Peter encouraged the people who were suffering at the time.
当时的教会已经快要进入这个政府啊，罗马政府准备要逼迫他们的时段了。
The church at the time was facing persecution by the Roman government.
生活越来越艰难。
And so their lives were becoming more difficult.
守道理越来越困苦。
It was more painful to observe the law.
基督徒啊，跟这个社会，当时的社会格格不入。
And the Christians had a great divide from the people.
犹太人不喜欢基督徒。
Christians were abhorred by the Jews.
外邦人也不喜欢基督徒。
And Gentiles also did not like.
他们在社会里面呢，没有一个生活的生存的空间。
And so there was not even a place for them to live.
开始接受逼迫了。
And they were persecuted.
大家看他们都很奇怪。
Everybody looked at them as if they were strange.
生活模式不一样，想法不一样，行为不一样。
Their lifestyle and their thinking and everything about them was different.
最后他们就要受大逼迫。
And so at the end, they suffered great persecution.
在罗马政府之下，很多基督徒啊失去财产。
Under the Roman government, they lost all their possessions.
失去生命。
They lost their lives.
十二个使徒里面，除了约翰之外，可以活到老，其他十一个都是被逼迫死的。
Out of 12 apostles, 11 were persecuted to death.
好了，有一天我们要面对这些东西。
And one day,
我们要面对这些环境啊。
We will also face similar.
现在我们还没有面对这些环境。
Even though we have not faced them now.
当时彼得写信给教会的时候，他们已经在面对这些环境。
When Peter wrote this letter, they were already in that situation.
彼得怎么鼓励他信心要继续的下去呢？
How did Peter encourage them to continue in their faith?
在那种环境啊，就不能说信主就是啊，主说给你平安啊、喜乐啊、医治啊、祝福。
In that time, he did not just say, "Oh, just believe, and God will give you happiness and prosperity."
那个这个是大考验的环境。
But rather, this was a time of great trial.
你继续信耶稣，代表你会失去一切。
If you continue to believe in God, you will lose everything.
请问你还信不信？
Let me ask you, will you still continue to believe?
信耶稣等于失去一切。
Because believing means you will lose everything.
这个叫考验，为什么要回到最原点？你为什么当初要信耶稣
？So this is testing exactly what coming back to the original point. Why have you believed in Christ?
彼得说，我们今天信的主耶稣基督。
Peter said, today you have believed.
他叫我们有一个活泼的盼望。
In order to have a living hope.
什么叫盼望
？What is hope?
盼望就希望将来发生的事情。
Hope is for the things that are to come.
但是有一些盼望不是真正的盼望。
But for some people, hope is not really hope.
有一些东西你希望它发生，但是它不会发生的。
You hope for something that will not happen.
但是我们的盼望不是。
But our hope is not like this.
我们的盼望是活泼的盼望，这是有生命的盼望。
Our hope is one that is living and has life.
因为神有生命。
Because God has life.
他赐生命给我们。
He gave us life.
所以他答应的事情一定要给我们成全。
So whatever he promises to us will come true.
将来要给我们永生。
He wants to give us life,
进到他的天国里面
eternal life to go into his kingdom.
这个就是神的救赎的大恩典。
And so this is his great salvation plan.
那我们认识神是不是认识这一点？
When we understand God, do we understand this point?
他是给我们救赎的大恩典。
He is the one who has given us our great
salvation. 还是得信神呢？还是停留在那个哎呀，等待神祝福你物质的这个程度呢？
Or is your faith still stuck at the point of waiting for his physical blessings?
我还记得很久之前。在美国一个地方，我去访问一个信徒。
I remember one time I went to visit a brother.
他信主之后就遇到很大的考验。
And so after he or she believed for a long period of time, they had a very great trial.
第一，他的家庭，他的太太离开他了。
First, his wife left him.
太太没有信。
because his wife did not believe.
留下一个女儿给他照顾。
And he left behind, she left behind their daughter.
第二，他的生意不怎么顺利。
Secondly, his business was failing.
后来公司也关了。
And so he shut down his business.
再后来，他的身体生病了。
Thirdly, his health was deteriorating.
得了癌症。
He had cancer.
躺在床上。
And he was on his deathbed.
哇，可以说各样都不顺利。
And you could say everything was not going well for him.
你要去访问他，你要安慰他什么？
So when you were, if you were to go visit him, how would you encourage him?
你可以安慰他吗？
Can you comfort him?
传道人去访问他。
The pastor went to visit him.
问他，弟兄，你有没有后悔你信耶稣？
And he asked him, do you regret believing in Jesus Christ?
那个弟兄说没有。
The brother said no.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我现在盼望进天国。
Because I hope for.Entering the heavenly kingdom.
我信耶稣就是为了得永生。
I believe in Jesus Christ in order to have eternal life.
主耶稣快要给我了。
And Jesus Christ is about to give it to me.
我感谢主。
And so I am thankful.
哇，来访问他的工人呢，还有大家都被他感动。
So everyone who visited him was very moved.
在患难困苦当中，还有一种活泼的盼望。
Because in the midst of trial, you can still have that living hope.
没有帮他打倒。
Even though he does not have.
他也没有说要自杀。
He
没有说 suicide.没有说要自杀。
Oh, he didn't say he wanted to commit suicide.
现在很多人呢，一点点人生的问题啊，就要去自杀了。
Because nowadays, whenever somebody meets even a little bit of trial, they often want to commit suicide.
很多年轻人想不开要自杀。
And they often cannot think through, and they want to commit suicide.
中年的时候失业或者是投资失败，又是自杀了。
In a midlife crisis, they often want to commit suicide.
啊，医生告诉他你有癌症。
And if the doctor tells you you have cancer,
还有几年，他不用等几年了，两个礼拜他就去自杀了。
And the doctor tells you you have a couple years to live, you won't even wait a couple years to want to.
人生没有盼望。
And so oftentimes we don't have that hope.
死了不如算了。
It's you would rather die.
但是你看有属灵生命力的人。
But somebody who has the spiritual hope.
有永生盼望的人。
Who has eternal hope.
就算明天要死，今天还是要吃饭。
Even though I will.Die, I will still eat my food today.
明天死是明天的事，今天如果能吃得下，还是今天要吃。
Because even if I die tomorrow, I will still continue living today.
彼得被关在监牢里面，明天就要被砍头了。
Even though Peter was going to be beheaded the next day.
他做什么？他晚上做什么？他晚上没有整夜祷告啊。
He didn't.
他自己也没有整夜祷告啊。
He wasn't praying the whole night.
是教会帮他祷告，他自己睡得很好，刚才咕咕了，他刚才可能睡到那个天使来了，都他都不知道。
It was the church that was praying for him all night, but he was sleeping soundly.
他应该是拼命祷告才对啊。
He should have been praying very hard.
明天可能就被砍头了。
Because tomorrow he was going to die.
一点都不怕。
He was not afraid at all.
他就睡他的觉，明天什么事明天再说。
So he was dozing off and sleeping well.
主耶稣要我明天走就明天走，今天还是要睡觉。
Because if Jesus Christ wants me to leave tomorrow, I'll go.
这个就是活泼的盼望。
So this is a living hope.
今天我们啊有活的盼望，但是我们每天都在烦恼。
So even though today we have a living hope, but we still continue worrying every day.
因为这个活泼的盼望呢，没有在我们心里。
Because that living hope is not really in our hearts.
所以如果我们有活泼的盼望，
So if we have a living hope,
一切的事情，
For all things,
我们都感谢主，
We'll thank God.
都能够平安的去面对。
And we'll be able to face them peacefully.
第四点，
Fourth,
约伯所认识的神是在患难中看顾他与他同在的神。
The God that Job knew was one who watched over him through his afflictions.
我们看二十三章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 23, verse 10.
二十三章的第十节。
23, verse 10.
第九节开始。
Verse 9.
二十三章第九节，他在左边行事，我却不能看见；在右边隐藏，我也不能见他。
When he works on the left hand.I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him.
然而他知道我行的道路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
But he knows the way I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
这也是约伯记里面最很重要的一句话。
And this is also a very precious saying from the book of Job.
约伯说啊，他虽然遇到考验，他不知道神的意思。
Even though Job faced these trials and did not understand God's meaning,
但是呢，他有一件事情他知道了。
But there were some things he still understood.
就是第十节，他知道我行的道路。
He knows the way that I take.
我看不见他，但是他在看我。
I cannot see him, but he can see me.
我在苦难当中，他带领我。
Even though I am in trials, he is guiding me.
有一件事情我知道了，就是我被考验、被试验之后，我会更好。
And I know that after I have been tested, I shall come forth as gold.
我的信仰会更纯。
Faith will be even more pure.
对神的认识会更深。
And my understanding of God will be even more firm.
我的信心会更好。
And my faith will be even more endearing.
这个是约伯啊，他对神的认识。
And so this is the understanding God, Job had of God.
我们今天也是一样。
We're the same today.
有些时候啊，神让我们遇到我们不想遇到的事情。
Sometimes we face things, from God that we don't want to face.
有时候我们想说，神啊，你是不是做错了？
And we'll ask God, God, haven't you done wrong?
我们看以赛亚书四十八章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 48.
以赛亚书四十八章。
Isaiah chapter 48.
第九节。
Verse 9.
以赛亚书四十八章的第九节。
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 9.
第九节，我为我的名暂且忍怒，为我的颂赞向你容忍，不将你剪除。
For my name's sake, I will defer my anger, and for my praise, I will restrain it from you, so that I do not cut you off.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我熬炼你，却不像熬炼银子；你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你。
Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction.
啊，这里是神对以色列人所说的话。
This is what God spoke to the Israelites.
神说啊，我熬炼你，不像熬炼银子一样。
I refine you, but not as silver.
啊，我熬炼你啊，有一个更高的目标。
I have an even higher purpose.
熬炼的银子只是为了让它更纯。
Refining silver is just to make it more pure.
但是神用苦难的考验是要人得到造就。
But in using the furnace of affliction is in order for mankind to be saved.
也让神得到荣耀。
And in order for God to be praised.
哦，所以我们看神对约伯是大有慈悲，很 mercy 的， okay. 神人对他很有慈爱的。
And so you can see how merciful God was toward Job.
这是新约作者对这个雅各的定论。
And this is the definition that.
我们看雅各书的第五章。
James chapter 5.
五章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
五章的十一节。
James chapter 5, verse 11.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
约伯是在什么时候体验到神的呢？
When did Job experience God?
亲眼看到神的呢？
When did he see him with his
是在苦难当中，他体会到神的爱。
It was in the middle of his pain that he felt the love of God.
当然，中间要经过很多的忍耐。
Of course, he had to go through a great endurance.
但是最后的结局是好的。
But the very end of it was good.
就是神很爱他。
And so God really loved him.
所以今天神如果把我们放在考验当中，苦难的炉中熬炼我们。
So today, if God places us in the furnace of affliction,
你要认识神。
You have to know God.
告诉自己，这个就是我亲眼亲身体会神的机会。
And so you have to tell yourself, this is the opportunity for me to really experience God firsthand.
有一个教会的工人。
There is a church worker.
他太太有一阵子生病很严重。
His wife was greatly ill.
有好几次，他的太太病得差不多要死。
In fact, his wife often was on the brink of death.
在死亡的边缘徘徊。
And so she was often teetering on the.
每天都跑医院，每天检，每天在做治疗。
And so she was going to the hospital day after day doing treatment.
医生已经发了好几次的病危这个通知给她。
And she was often on anti-pain relievers, pain relievers.
医生发通知啊 ，notice.
Oh, sorry, he gave notices.
哇，但是这位同工后来他分享。
And so the worker actually shared.
他在太太病危的时候。
At the end of her illness.
我就问他说：“你压力会不会最大？那个是不是考验是不是最大？”
When the pressure is so great, do you feel like the trial is very great?
他说：“很奇妙，我觉得那个时候我不觉得是一种考验。”
And they responded, "Oh, I don't actually feel that it was a great trial."
我那个时候反而是我人生最喜乐的时候。
But rather instead, it was the happiest time of my life.
连我的外邦朋友都骂我。
Even all my Gentile friends were.
我说骂你什么？
Rebuking me.
外邦朋友骂我说：“哇，你是不是很喜乐？你太太死了，可以再娶一个。”
They were rebuking me and saying, "You must be so happy because your wife is about to pass away and you can have another one."
他说我当然不是这样。
And he said, "Of course it wasn't
like this." 我也很爱我太太。
I was very worried for my wife.
一直祷告，求圣灵引导我。
And so I kept praying to God that He would lead me with His Holy Spirit.
圣灵很充满。
And I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
神告诉我，如果太太，神要我太太走。
And God told me if I want her to go.
神也要接她走。
He will take her.
我要接受。
And I will accept.
如果神要医治他，神自然会医治他。
If God wants to heal him, he will.
我心中就没有烦恼。
And so I have no worries.
心中就没有担心。
I have nothing to worry about.
我就完全的交托。
I'll just leave it all to God.
所以当我压力最大，人生最困苦的时候。
So when my pressure was greatest and I was in the greatest pain.
也是我跟神最亲近的时候。
It was also the moment I was closest to God.
也是我最喜乐的时候。
And it was also the time I was happiest.
就很多弟兄姐妹都有这种见证。
And so many brothers and sisters had similar testimonies.
别人看起来他应该是很可怜的。
Some people will say, oh, that person looks so pitiful.
但是在那段时间，他反而跟神最近。
But in that time period, they were closest to God.
每天体验神。
And they were experiencing Him daily.
没有神，一天没有神都不行啊。
Without God, for even one day, it would have been impossible.
所以把神抓得非常紧。
So they grasped tightly onto God.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音的十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰的十六章。
John chapter 16.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
约翰福音。十六章三十三节。
John 16:33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
主耶稣快要离开门徒了。
When Jesus Christ was about to depart,
门徒很伤心，门徒很担忧。
They were all very grieved.
主耶稣告诉他们，你们不用担忧。
But Jesus Christ told them, you don't have to worry.
我将这些事告诉你们，叫你里面，在我里面有平安。
I told you these things that in me you may have peace.
在那么困难的环境里面，怎么可能有平安呢？
But in such a difficult situation, how can they have peace?
第一，就要在主耶稣里面。
First, you must be in the Lord.
如果你不在主耶稣里面，你住在最大的房子，最平安的人生，也不会有平安。
If you are not in the Lord, even if you are in the greatest house, you will still not have peace.
今天很多人有忧郁症，都是因为他们生活没有目标了，不需要奋斗了，很平安的时候才得忧郁症的。
Many people have depression in the times where they have nothing they lack.
我们要在主耶稣里面。
So we have to be in Jesus Christ.
就算外面是打什么风浪。
No matter what waves come at us.
社会变得怎么乱。
And no matter how the society changes.
你要常常在主里面。
We must often be in the Lord.
在主的身体，就是主的教会里面。
Inside the Lord, meaning inside the church.
在主耶稣的圣灵里面，靠着圣灵祷告。
Meaning inside His Spirit's praying.
那在真理里面。
And inside the truth.
你就很有平安。
Then you will have peace.
哇，所以他主耶稣就告诉门徒啊。
And so Jesus Christ told His disciples.
你们是一定有苦难的。
You will have tribulation.
不可能没有苦难。
It's impossible for you not to have.
身体会遇到问题。
Your health will face problems.
明天我们就结训了，很多人就回家了。
And tomorrow our seminar will end, and many people will.
又回到这个苦难的世界了。
You will return to this world of tribulation.
回家要煮饭了。
You have to cook.
要买菜了。
You'll have to buy groceries.
要上班了。
You have to go to work.
又看到那个你不想看的老板了。
You'll have to see that boss you hate.
要被客人骂了。
And you'll have to be yelled at by your customers.
要看到一些你不想喜欢看到的人了。
And you'll have to see the people you don't like.
你就开始要学习了。
And so you'll begin to learn.
真正的学习不是在听道理的时候学习。
When you're learning, it's not you don't really learn when you're sitting here.
真正的学习是回去把听到的道理实行出来。
The true learning happens when you go home and act out what you have learned.
神叫你忍耐，你回去礼拜一开始就学习忍耐。
So God has taught you to endure. So on Monday when you go back, you must endure.
忍耐起来也要欢欢喜喜的，不像忍耐哦，你不能忍耐就。
And when you endure, it's not as if you have the expression of endurance.
人家骂你，感谢主。
You have to endure happily with a smile on your face.
哈利路亚，心中平安。
And with peace in your heart.
为什么有做得出来？这个不是演戏啊，演戏演不超过两天，你就会破功。
And you can't just do it as if you're acting because within 2 days you'll.
演不出来的，笑容演不出来的。
You cannot really fake a smile.
平安也装不出来的。
And you cannot really fake peace.
里面的生命改变，你才会有源源不绝的平安跟喜乐。
But rather, from the very inside, you must really have that peace.
你真的要在主耶稣里面。
You really have to be in Jesus Christ.
你不是一个礼拜两个钟头在教会里面，就是在主耶稣里面。
You're not just in, not just sitting here for a week.
你要一个礼拜有两个钟头在教会里面。
And not just just 2 hours at.
你要天天在主耶稣里面。
Every day you have to be in Jesus.
在这里怎么祷告？回家至少打个三折嘛，至少啊。30% of what we pray here.
You have to at least pray. When you go home, you have to pray at least to 30%.
你这边祷告两个钟头，回去不能只祷告两分钟吗？
When you go home, even, since you've been praying for 2 hours here, you have to.
至少30%嘛，好不好？
You have to pray at least 30% of what you've been doing now.
至少20分钟嘛。
At least 20 minutes, right?
你这边吃那么多了，不会回去不吃饭吗？
Because when you've eaten so much here, it's not like you'll go home.
这边整天听圣经，回去不可能圣经都不翻呢。等礼拜六传道讲几节圣经而已。
When you've been reading so much Bible, it's not like you'll go home and.
你就要回去每天读你的圣经。
You have to go home and read the Bible every day.
每天至少读、思考、读出来一章也好。
You have to at least just read and understand and.
不要在这边每天吃 buffet 塞到爆，然后回家就是变那个饥饿。
Don't just come here like a buffet and then go home like a skeleton starving.
所以要在主里面。
And so you have to really be in Jesus Christ.
你在你的房间打开圣经就在主里面。
And so open the Bible in your home, in your room, and then you'll be in Jesus.
你回去好好祷告，就是在主里面。
If you go home and you pray in your room,
回去之后，聚会的精神要提醒，礼拜五晚上一定要去聚会。
And so when you go home, you will raise up your spirituality and go to church.
礼拜五晚上就进入安息生日了。
Already on Friday night, you are entering the Sabbath.
这我们老前辈从真耶稣教会一开始就是这样传的了。
And this is something we have been emphasizing.
还有呢，马来西亚、中国大陆、台湾，这次我们传道人进修会，大家都从不同地方来的，都说礼拜五晚上就是进入安息日。
No matter what church in which country you come from, everybody knows on Friday it is the beginning. Friday night is the beginning.
所以回去礼拜五晚上一定要把时间抽出来。
So when you go home to your respective churches on Friday night, you must
一定要去聚会。
Go to service on Friday night.
这个就是我们要尽量把自己在主里面。
This is how we must preserve ourselves in the Lord.
这样你在主里面你就有平安了。
And when you are in the Lord, you will have peace.
这样子的话，你就能够胜过世界。
And in this way, you will overcome the world.
不是世界胜过我们胜过世界。
The world does not overcome us, but rather we overcome the world.
这种得胜的生活要一直延续下去。
So this victorious life must continue.
所以约伯他的信仰过程就是这样的了。
And so this is how Job's journey of faith was.
从听说有神。
From I have heard of you,
到亲眼看到他。
To now I have seen you with my eyes.
从只认识神是赐福气的神。
From knowing that God was a God of blessings.
到神也是收回的神。
To knowing that God was also one who takes away.
神是救赎我们灵魂的神。
And God is one who saves our souls.
到最后，神是在苦难当中与我们同在的神。
And that God is one who is with us in our time of trouble.
他对神的认识是一直一直的往前进。
And so his understanding of God gradually grew.
我们唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
339
Hymn
339 339
跟随独行 生命丰厚，喜乐无忧，我良友。
请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣是我的生命一切所有。
The Lord Jesus is everything to me.
有主耶稣，失去一切，我们还是全世界最富有的。
Even if we lose everything, we are still the richest if we have the Lord Jesus.
你看约伯，他失去一切。
Look at Job, he lost everything.
但是他没有失去神。
But he did not lose God.
他拥有一切。
And so we have everything.
如果你拥有世界的一切。
If we have everything in the world.
但是你失去主耶稣。
But you have lost the Lord.
你还是全世界最穷最可怜的人。
You are still the poorest.
所以我们要抓住主耶稣。
So we have to grasp hold of the Lord Jesus.
紧紧地不放。
We have to not let go him.
无论我们去到哪里。
Regardless of where we go.
遇到任何的事情。
Whatever we face.
主耶稣是我们一切所有。
The Lord Jesus is everything to us.
我们同心一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.